True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
So I'm due for another password again.
Oh, ooh. We can do this time.
My password is expires in, I think, 2 days.
Okay.
I need a new one. What should it be? Let's brainstorm.
Well, I do like what Marcy suggested. Marcy's our boss. And she keeps the same password, but just like changes the last word of it.
The so last word?
Yeah.
Okay. So give me an example.
So say it's like summer concerts 2022. She'll just go summer concerts 2023.
Oh. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. So just changes the number.
Yeah. Right. I've always added exclamation points at the end.
I do
really?
That too.
Mm-hmm. But you can only do that once. Or do you add multiple exclamation points?
Multiple exclamation
points. Oh, so you get more and more excited. Every
I get
time.
Up to, but I get up to six and then I reset it all together because I get tired of doing
okay.
the exclamation points.
See, because I get annoyed that we have to change our password every 90 days.
So annoying.
I've had the same password for the last 20 years, probably.
And you've probably been hacked.
Probably. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I don't care.
Come at me. That's what Austin said, not me.
Yeah. Yeah. Come at me.
I'm a man.
I'm 40. Mike Gundy, shout out. So I don't know. I'm thinking, like, do I go, like, my dad goes, this is giving stuff away. My dad goes family members and changes it up. Mm.
You should do coworkers. Whoever is your favorite at that very moment.
I had one that Austin is dumb. That was mine for a while.
Okay, I don't like that idea.
Do you remember that when I had? It was
yeah,
just
I
Austin
do remember that
dumb.
Because every time you logged in, you would say it out loud.
I know.
Austin is dumb.
Period.
I should have hacked into your stuff.
I know. You really missed out on an opportunity.
I really did miss out on an opportunity. I had 90 days to just hack into anything that she did. Because I was
sure
with her
did.
When she changed her password.
Yep.
She's like, I'm trying to change my password. It won't work. She's like, look, Austin is dumb. And then sure enough, it worked right there.
Isn't that great? It was meant to be. That was a pretty good one.
No.
Yeah, it was.
No, because unless you're referring to another Austin. Boom, roasted.
Nope,
boom, roasted that guy.
Yeah. No, I can't roast another Austin. Do you guys get excited when you see someone, meet someone with your name?
Excited?
Well, I feel like there's a lot of Kyles. You probably run into it probably the most out of either of us.
No, Melissa's a pretty common name, I feel like.
I guess I get a little excited. Like, hey, it's another Melissa.
You but make like the overly. Classic joke, like, who are you talking to? But that's about it.
See, Austin, I think, is just like, it's more
unique
rare.
Enough. Yeah.
It's more rare. So I don't meet a lot of Austins.
There's another radio Melissa in town here.
Yeah.
And I've talked to her several times. She's very nice, by the way. I love
like,
her. What?
I like the idea of referencing people by what they do for a living. There's a fireman, Ted.
Yeah, what is this, Sesame Street?
There's a post office, or there's a postman, Wanda.
Yeah.
She's great.
Postmaster Wanda?
Yeah.
Again, this is Sesame Street.
So there's another Melissa in town, a radio. And so we joked one time about, this was a long time ago, if we ever had a show together, how would you say it's Melissa and Melissa? And how would you know who you were talking
to? Yeah, whose name would go first?
Eminem.
Exactly. It would be Melissa.
Well, yeah, first. But which Melissa?
Exactly.
See?
It's always hanging. You never know.
Should I legally change my name?
I think you should.
Mel and Issa in the morning. I'm just trying to.
That's a couple like things it, workshopping out. It. Yeah. Like
or
we are.
Melissa and Mel.
Melissa and Mel. No, I like Melissa and Melissa. It's like Mike and Mike. Yeah. Mike and Mike. That was an ESPN show for the longest time.
That's right. It was.
Mike's name was first. Melly and know.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Right.
Melly and Smelly. And you gotta take a guess who the smelly one is. Every
well,
day.
We already know that.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Austin. No. This is your joke morning show. Melly and Smelly.
Yeah, and clearly you would be smelly because you don't wear deodorant.
Fact.
I don't smell though. That's the whole point of why I would not be smelly. No. I've told you before.
Rephrase that. How many times have we told you to rephrase that? You don't think you smell.
Good point.
Good point.
We've had to like submit things recently for like awards, and that segment is always one that I'm like, we can do the smelling Melissa's armpit segment. I think it shows character.
What I love is that you admitted I didn't smell. And it was like 3 hours into the show.
But you had just done laundry or something. I was smelling your laundry detergent. That's what I was smelling.
That's cheating.
You couldn't have been. Because
that is cheating.
No, you couldn't have been because I use clear and unscented.
What is this, a podcast ad?
Yeah. I use clear and unscented. And my life's never been the same since.
I don't need to wear deodorant anymore.
Clear and unscented laundry detergent.
That's right.
It's the choice by all radio Melissas out there.
All. All two of us.
For 10% off.
There are dozens
of us. Use promo code MelissaMelissa at checkout.
Use promo
code Melly and Smelly.
Melissa
Smelly.
Doesn't smell.
Melly and Smelly is just a great morning drive show.
Melly and Smelly. That sounds like a morning zoo radio.
Exactly.
Show.
Melly and Smelly. Ew, you stink.
In the morning. I brought something in a sack. What does it smell like? It smells like puke. It smells like baby diarrhea.
All right, let's get a caller on the line and see what they think about it.
I can't smell anything. I'm calling in from the phone. All right, hang up.
John, you stink. Joke's on you.
Melly and Smelly.
And then you have your own, like, scented, what's that poo? That poo air freshener for the toilet.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And you go poopery.
Yeah. Oh,
you can have your own poopery.
Ooh, I use poopery, and it is amazing.
It is great.
It works.
It should. It's like perfume.
You spray it in. But the thing is, you have to remember.
Do you spray it in the toilet bowl?
You have to spray it in before.
Yeah, that's my downfall, spraying it before.
That's where it's hard, because like, you have to remember to do it.
Oh.
And like normally, when I gotta go, I'm rushing in there. Pants around the ankles, halfway down the hallway.
I am too. I can just see you shuffling.
Can I confess something to you guys?
Oh my God, I'm so scared.
You
right
pooped
now.
Your pants.
No, I wish.
Dang.
So the other week, we were at Haley's grandma's. She stays at a assisted living place. We love to see her. She's a great woman. And we got lunch. It was Olive Garden. Delicious. No free ads.
Love the smell of Garden.
You're there, your family.
Basically.
I used to work at Olive Garden. So yeah.
I've heard.
Love the breadsticks.
Yeah.
Midway through there, I did feel a little rumble in my tummy.
Oh, no. Not at Olive Garden.
And not, no, we were at her grandma's place. And
okay.
I was like, I don't.
When you're there, you're not family.
No. I mean, technically, I am family. I married into it, but it's still awkward, especially in the bathroom. So I didn't want to go to the bathroom. So I was like, I'm holding it, but like, we keep staying. And finally, I was like, I gotta go. Just gotta do it. Do nature's business. And number two for those at home.
Thank you.
And it was a large one.
Oh, Kyle! Oh, no.
Wait, did you clog without even toilet paper?
Oh my
clogged
God, this is like the
without
movie.
I've done even that. Toilet paper.
Oh, I've done that. That's a
and
bad
so,
feeling.
And I didn't
Isn't
want
that from Dumb and Dumber.
What?
Oh, but he clogged it, but he can't flush it.
No, the toilet was broken.
Yeah,
the toilet was already broken when he went in. Yeah.
Oh, I thought he clogged.
Yeah. She goes, I hope you're not going to the bathroom. That toilet's broken. He's like, ah!
So, I and there was no plunger, by the way.
Oh, what did you do?
So, I washed my hands, and I calmly walked around the corner to Haley's mom, just like, hey. Hypothetically, no plunger. Like, I whispered this so Haley's grandma couldn't hear. And Haley's mom's like, well, just fill up a bucket with warm water and dump it in there really quick. It's supposed to help.
But in the tank or in the toilet?
In the toilet.
Fill up a bucket? That looks more suspicious than anything of you walking back into the bathroom with a bucket full of
water. Well, no, you fill it. You fill up, because there was a bucket in there already, you fill up the bucket in there in the shower. And
oh, there was already a bucket in the shower?
Someone's
not
done
in the
before.
Shower, but it's like they've that's where their cleaning supplies is.
Someone in Haley's family has done this before.
Exactly. Yeah. They just make it look like it's for cleaning
and
supplies.
And the fact that she had that in the tip of her tongue tells me that Haley's mom, your mother-in-law, clogs the toilet frequently.
She clogs the toilet.
That is false. She had a MacGyver trick on how to unclog a toilet.
She is a loyal listener to this, so I'm going to say no. She has never done that.
She's a loyal listener?
Yep.
She's definitely clogged that toilet.
She's never clogged the toilet before.
She's clogged the toilet.
Never. Melissa, she's never clogged the toilet.
I love her and all. But hey,
never.
Women, we're honest with each other.
Women be pooping.
That's the way
okay,
women
well,
are.
You can say that. I can't.
Yes. Yeah. And, women, but I get where she's coming
women
from.
Not be pooping.
It's not just a man thing.
So I had trouble with the shower. To get it turned on.
Jeez, you clogged the shower?
No, I couldn't get the shower to turn. I wanted to.
Did you break the shower?
No, but I didn't want to, so I got scared. So I started to fill up the bucket in the sink, but the sink was designed that you couldn't get the bucket out
easily. Yeah, that's hard. I was going to say, that was my first thought, was how do you fill the bucket in the sink?
So at this point, I've been in the bathroom for a solid 15 minutes. And that's when I start hearing Haley's grandma go, where's Kyle?
Oh, no.
And so Haley's like doing her best because she understands the situation. She's changing the subject, helping me out.
It's a great wife.
Being fantastic. And another couple minutes goes by. I'm trying to figure this out because also Haley's mom's walking back. So like I think Haley's grandma's kind of tipped off. And where's Kyle? And finally, Haley went, he clogged the toilet. It's all good. Don't worry about it. Anyway.
Oh, no.
Wow.
I know. Look, she didn't immediately throw
the
me.
The cover-up was exposed.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you totally could have gotten away with it by carrying a bucket into the bathroom, filling it up in the shower.
Don't mind me.
And taking over 20 minutes to go to said bathroom.
Yeah.
Couldn't you just say, where's the plunger?
They didn't have a plunger.
Who doesn't have a plunger?
She didn't have a plunger?
Mm-mm.
That should be...
Look, I went looking, and that's why I asked Haley's
mom. To me, that's more of a federal crime. Than cutting the tag off of a mattress.
I actually think it's rude to your guests.
It is.
Okay, right? Do you want me to call a 96-year-old woman in assisted
can
living
you?
So you can yell at her?
No, Melissa? It's not her fault.
Melissa is yelling at old people
I'm
again.
I'm not, because you know what? As a responsible person would do that for her because
right.
of her
oh,
age.
Yeah.
You know when they say live life to its fullest? You have to live life as if you're at your fullest.
Stomach.
Don't always have a plunger around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Like, mm-hmm. you just, that is crying shame. In fact, I think, and this is a little crazy, this is a little eccentric, but I still kind of believe in this. You should have a plunger in every bathroom in your house.
I can agree with that.
I understand people don't, but you should, at very least, federal law should insist that you every house have one plunger.
Oh, absolutely. I agree.
Like smoke detectors, I think it's illegal if you don't have a smoke detector or whatever. Or like, you know, like when you do the inspections for the house,
mm-hmm.
the part of the inspection should be, is there a plunger
right.
in the...
That's a good one.
Or why don't we go directly to the source? Toilet companies. What's with these weak flushers?
This
you know,
is,
I don't
so Haley's
that.
Grandma did
that's
bring it up.
My biggest pet peeve in all of America... Weak flushers on toilets.
Haley's grandma did bring up that she hates her toilet because she feels like it is too weak. So I felt vindicated in that moment, but also like still embarrassed.
My least favorite toilets
so
are
weird.
Like the low ones that are they're
they sit low to the ground.
They sit low to the ground,
yeah.
but they're like kind of like longer, you know,
elongated.
They're elongated and
yep.
lower to the ground.
Yep,
and they. When you flush them, they have those square, like just a square knob
mm-hmm.
flusher.
Ugh.
And when you press it down,
ugh.
It's silent. it's a silent toilet.
Bad sign.
And the water just goes and you just see the water going. Ugh. That, to me, is the weakest of all of the flushers.
Right, right. They're bad. Can I tell you how bizarre this is that you guys brought this up?
Ooh, go. Ooh, you clog the toilet.
Let's go. Melissa's be clogging.
I have...
Women be do be pooping.
A
women
toilet do be pooping. That does... Women do be pooping. Okay, so I have a toilet that is like kind of... It's sort of like a water save toilet.
Yeah.
This is so weird that we brought this up, but I swear to everybody listening, like, this is just ironic.
Don't you think?
And so
it's like
it's a little too ironic
when you poop in hard and there's no clogger.
Smelly. All right, Melissa.
Plunger.
Yesterday,
plunger. There's no plunger.
Legit. And it's so funny. I deleted the picture on my phone because I took a picture of the old toilet.
Oh, I thought you were going to say of the turd.
I used to do that all the time. Why haven't you sent it to us?
I took a picture. Because yesterday, no joke in the timing of this, I had bought a new toilet with a piston flush.
That sounds strong.
Exactly. Because my old toilet was a water conserve, and this is too, but with a piston flush. Mm-hmm. And I was having problems, and it was always clogging. Always. Because I'm a toilet paper user.
Okay. Yes.
I'm a user abuser of toilet paper. And so
yeah, I don't want my hand getting anywhere close to
either.
My butt crack.
I use a lot of toilet paper.
Mm-hmm. I use way too much.
So do I.
I don't like how much I use.
I don't either, and I'm not proud of it.
I just don't want my any dirt on my hand at all.
No, it's not dirt, Austin.
Well,
it's poo-poo.
I was hoping that the listener would be able to know where I was going with that.
So anyway, we replaced the toilet yesterday. Could not get it to work. Bought three different rings for the toilet.
No.
Oh, yeah. Toilet's still not working as of this morning.
How many bathrooms do you have in your house?
2.5.
Okay. All right. So you're good. Like, you didn't necessarily need that bathroom.
I'm good. But I found it very fascinating that you guys brought up the fact that of annoyance of toilets don't flush when legitimately last night I was replacing the toilet for that exact
reason. That's nuts. Is it? This is master bedroom bathroom?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So
it absolutely is.
Little inconvenience for you, but.
That's fine. It's fine.
So did you get it installed?
It's not installed. Nope. Was having issues with it.
So are you going to have to call a plumber?
I'm hoping not.
Who was installing
it? So the boyfriend came over to help. Well, my friend Ernie lives around the corner. He's got a friend, Tim, who's really good at things like that. But he was having some issues with it. So he thought he had it fixed. It wasn't fixed. Then Jim came over. That's my boyfriend. And he was going to try to fix it this morning.
Okay.
So I don't know. But it was so weird.
That is very weird.
How in the world would you guys, of all the topics we've ever talked about for 2 years,
this is the first...
would you bring up a toilet topic? And I was changing the toilet for that exact reason
this
last night.
This is our first podcast talking about toilets. Yeah. It's our first poop cast.
The toilet humor here has been outrageous.
I want to know more about this piston flusher, though.
It's pretty
cool. Have you been able to try it yet? I mean, if it hasn't been hooked up?
The reason why I bought this toilet by Kohler with the piston flusher is because I have one up in Porter's room. Okay, he's got one in his, and I know that the piston flush has got more.
It just
shoots it down.
Like when you have like a. Yes, yes. When it makes that noise, when it sounds like it's an airplane toilet.
Right.
Oh, I love
those flushers.
Plus,
I feel like that keeps the bowl clean. You know
what
I mean?
Yes, yes.
And so
don't trust our science on that, but sure.
No, but I've been having residue issues lately, and I don't know if that's like
residue.
That's your diet. That's your tummy.
You think so?
Yeah.
Residue.
But like, but like, if you think about it, like, it shouldn't do that underwater. Like, I understand, like, out of water, like, it doing that. But, like, when it's in the water, in the toilet water, how does it still do that?
It's that sticky consistency.
So annoying.
This is actually slowly turning into one of our grossest
podcasts. This is the, without question, this is hands down the grossest podcast we've ever done.
Who brought up their plunging topic?
I brought up this. Why did we bring up bathrooms?
The producer. More like the pooper.
Oh, he's producing.
No.
He's producing, all right.
Yeah. Produce. Deuce as in two.
Produce. Okay.
Dang it.
He's producing.
Hey, I always get
better.
Proud of a joke.
No, that was good.
That was good.
Nobody you're getting better.
Me.
You're getting better.
I don't think so.
You are getting funnier. That's what happened with
you're
Meredith.
Getting funnier.
Meredith got funnier over the last 10 years because she was married to me.
I still attest that Haley's the funniest person I know.
Really?
That's a
Haley
fact.
Is pretty funny.
Haley is hysterical.
I'd like to get to know her a little bit better to see how funny she is.
You want me to call her and get a joke on the
air? Can she produce? Ooh, let's do that one day. Let's let her come in and produce the show for us.
I will do her job, which is definitely more intense than mine.
Yeah.
No, who said you have to do
that? Yeah, a little wife swap, job swap.
Let me ask Haley. Hold on, I'll call her right now. See if we can get her on. Hold on.
I want to get a piston flusher now. Will you
should.
When you set your new one up, will you take a video of it and send it to it? Not of like with stuff in the bowl.
Oh, just the flush.
Just the flush.
Within a clean toilet.
I want to see how.
The voicemail box for Haley Dwyer.
Yeah. And I'll also take a picture.
Haley Dwyer? Is that her maiden name?
Yep. Wow. So still her last name.
Oh,
that's a whole other topic.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, let's save that. It's juicy.
Save that. Write
that's
that one
juicy.
Down.
Why are you just telling
Wife
us that right
didn't
now?
Didn't take your last name.
Oh
Wait,
my gosh.
Is your last name now Dwyer?
No,
it's Milner. Okay, you didn't take hers.
No.
Okay, that's a whole other
topic. Maybe you should have, because Dwyer's so much easier than Milner.
They already have a Kyle Dwyer. I wanted to say Kyle Milner.
Kyle Dwyer?
You could go by your middle name.
Kyle Michael?
Michael. Michael Dwyer.
Michael Milner.
Looks like Michael Meyer.
Ooh. Oh, it's creepy. Creepy.
What was that?
The real quick, going back to morning zoos. I'm sorry
Rock
to abruptly
topic.
Abruptly go from poo to zoo. But when those like wacky DJs on the crazy morning zoo radio shows, you know, hey, it's Giancarlo and Samson in the mornings, you know, whatever their names may be. I just chose two of the weirdest.
Yeah,
names
I was about
ever.
To say, why don't you just do it's Jim, Tim, and Bim
yeah,
in the morning.
Yeah, Jim, Tim, and Bim. Like when Bim has to do a live read. For like a serious thing, do you ever think about this? Like I always think about like, hey, it's Bozo and Bob in the morning. Like, hey guys, it's Bozo from Bozo and Bob in the morning, and I'm here to talk to you about David's funeral service. When someone in your family dies, I always go to David's funeral.
We're talking poopers. Which celebrities is your favorite? 312-946. We're coming back. It's the zoo. Hey, it's Bob from the zoo.
Yeah, right. Like
have you got your animals spayed and neutered?
I'd always think about that. Like, if you got a wacky personality on, like, and then you have to do like a live read for an endorsement, like, just being serious.
How do you take them seriously?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, hey.
Like, do you take them seriously?
You just heard me taking my shirt off in the studio. Yeah. But now I'm here to talk to you about Metamucil. Metamucil. You know, like how do you.
Or the little blue pill.
Yeah, right. Like, just random, like, or like, the, what's even funnier, like the serious, like the most serious commercial you can think of that he has to voice. You know? Hey, it's Bozo from Bozo and Bob in the morning. And look, you may think I'm a whack in the mornings, but sometimes I feel personally attacked in the evening. Hi, I'm here to talk to you about
online bullying.
Yeah, it's a PSA. It's a PSA. It's like we need to put an end to online bullying.
No okay? more tweeting people how dumb they are. Right.
And then the very next segment. It's like, Bozo, you're such a...
Everybody go online, make fun of Bozo's face.
Bozo, you're such an ugly piece of...
Yeah, I don't know. That would be weird. The more I think about it, the more I'm like, this is strange. It's a funny concept.
It's a very funny concept. I can't stop thinking about it.
Can tell.
Much like I can't stop thinking about that piston flusher. All right, on the way out the door, everyone give your impersonation of what you think the piston flusher sounds like.
Hold on, can I think of it?
Yeah.
Let me think for a minute.
Piston flusher. What does the piston flusher sound like?
Are we just doing it now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I know what it sounds like because we have one upstairs.
Okay, then do it.
Okay, it sounds like this.
Does it do an ah at the end?
Yeah, it sighs. It sighs. That's how powerful it is. It has to take a break.
Woo!
Afterwards, it's like, oh, I hope nobody has to go to the bathroom anytime soon. I hope this wasn't a double flusher. I hope that wasn't a courtesy flush.
No more.
Because I got to work my way back up to it.
Porter, no more. All right.
Go for it. Mine was better.
Oh,
it sucks back in.
Wow, that was like a black hole.
That one sounded like one inside
like
an RV.
That.
That's an RV.
Yeah, I was like
Yeah.
Oh, that was cool.
Melissa was like, I don't like the sound of this. Wait a second.
Yeah. You got me at the end.
Okay, you know, it's an M. Night Shyamalan type flush twist at the end.
Okay, here's mine. Isaiah Thomas.
Golly, I knew you were going to do it. It's a famous Detroit Pistons. Basketball.
Melissa.
I knew he was going to.
She's so mad. She's leaving. Melissa, get back in here. Get back in here, you bozo.
Oh, bozo Melissa. Always leaving the podcast.
Bro, I don't piss.
Boop, 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 boop.
With that piston flusher. I said Thomas.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.